Welcome to a Record Roulette bonus episode. My name is Eamon O'Flynn. I'm joined by Nathan Smith and Sonia Walton. This is the absolute last episode before we go on summer hiatus. So I thought we'd look back on the season we just had and each make our pick for the best album of the season. Let me remind everyone at home that this season we talked about Beyoncé's self-titled album, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, as well as albums from Neil Young, Nirvana, David Bowie, Janet Jackson, and NWA. There were a lot of great albums to choose from. That being said, what's your pick for the best album from this season, Nathan?
Well, I don't need to overcomplicate things. When you have a season in which you listen to Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles, that is the best album. And for a long time, it had been recognized by Rolling Stone as the best album until they decided that it's like 22 albums worse than it was, or whatever the slip or slide it was. But in spite of that,
the critics have spoken.
Well, for now, and they will speak again, and we'll see how they revise their mm-hmm. list. But no, I for me, that was the best album. I mean, there's a reason why it's constantly ranked at or near the top of all of these lists, and has been since it was released in 1967. And you know, it's an album I've listened to since I can remember listening to music, but listening to it for the purposes of this podcast, I was just surprised at how well it held up. And even through these old ears, that it still sort of sounded fresh, didn't sound sort of like a 60s album where there's tons of echo or reverb or thin production. Like it was beautifully produced, great arrangements, great vocals, great songs. And it's one of the best albums of all time for a reason. So that was in my mind, the best album we reviewed all year, but there were many to choose from.
And I should note, it's unique in that it is probably the first album that we've done, right? That we've talked about twice, because we talked about it during an album battle as well. So mm-hmm. it's come up two different occasions. Sonia, how about you?
Best album. Unlike Nathan's point of view, I guess I like songs and albums that sound of their era. And it feels like a bit of a cheat because it comes in at number four on the list, but Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder blew my tiny little socks off. I had never listened to a full Stevie Wonder album, much like the Aretha Franklin album we just listened to. And it just song after song was just absolutely compelling and astounding and such a variety to listen to. It was just, yeah. So that's in my rotation now for sure. Love that. It's great. Best.
You're best. Talking about best still. The thing about that one that I remember most clearly is just how perfect the production seemed. Like it somehow didn't lack that spontaneity, but at the same mm-hmm. time it never felt like a note was out of place. It was just
He must have been in the studio, I don't know how many hours a day, just
going crazy. Yeah, like mm-hmm. I don't know how, and he didn't go overboard. He didn't, you know, he didn't go full like Dewey Cox and Walk Hard.
Very timely reference for the listeners.
Very timely reference.
Thank you very much. Okay, now my turn, right?
Yes.
I'm picking Station to Station.
Best.
Station to Station by David Bowie. It's not exactly a reach either. It's the second highest ranked album we covered this year. Third highest probably, because Sgt. Pepper might come above it. But it just has so many things I love. Bowie, mm-hmm. adventurous sounds, tons of variety, catchy hooks, gritty guitars and stuff. It was just a massive risk following a far more commercial kind of period for him. To make something super weird at many points, very strange. Yeah. The first song starts with the sound of a railroad, like a car or like a train on a track for like 4 minutes. There's like no talking or no singing or nothing.
I was like, is that going on?
What's happening here?
Yeah.
And it's not perfect, but there aren't many albums that can match the audacity of a guy who is living on just bell peppers, milk, and cocaine.
Jesus Christ.
Best isn't always the same as favorite. So really quickly, what was your favorite album we covered this season? Sonia, you get to go first this time.
I had a hard time with this one, but I'm going to go with my old standby, my pal, my fella, Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska, because I'm never not going to listen to it. It's for me, it's one of my favorites of all time. But that said, it was hard to pick a favorite because there were so many good albums this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know nobody's going to say anything about Springsteen. You don't have to.
I'm not going to say anything negative. No, I'm not going to say anything negative at all.
This time.
Is that my
gift for the end of season? That's kind.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's just fun. It's just fun to keep prodding and see what happens. Is it?
We'll see what happens.
We're slowly just hemorrhaging, slowly hemorrhaging listeners because all the anti-Springsteen stuff. But so be it.
But I bring them back, yeah. We have to have balance.
Yeah. Yeah. For every two we lose, we gain one back. Nathan.
So for me, the how I defined favorite was something that was unexpected, that sort of surprised me, that I didn't know anything about or I didn't think I would enjoy. And so for season one, that was Frank Ocean. So I say, I don't know if it was the best album we heard, but it was my favorite because I would never have listened to that otherwise, and I really loved it. And so my favorite album, that's how I'm kind of defining favorite, is something that surprised me or came out of left field. Was The Cure Disintegration, because I think most people have at least a cursory knowledge of The Cure through a few singles here and there, or just Robert Smith's kind of image and his aesthetic. And so I thought they were either kind of a pretty generic 80s pop group with a bit of goth kind of mixed in, and that's sort of all they were, like a couple of decent singles, and they mostly got by based on their kind of aesthetic. But hearing that, like I just had never appreciated how great they were, and I assume still are, as musicians and producers and arrangers and songwriters. And there was just so much depth on that album that blew me away and really surprised me. In addition to the melodies that I was somewhat familiar with from other sort of Cure songs or singles. So that was a real revelation. And I kept waiting for it to fall off after, like, oh, those first three songs are good, fourth song's good. Like, well, it's got to get kind of monotonous at some point. It just never did. And from beginning to end, it was a great album. It's a long album, but it didn't feel like a long album. So that was my favorite because it surprised me so much. And I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would.
And that's the ultimate compliment, because like, it is a long album for Nathan to be like, that's my favorite.
He's the attention span.
It's like, shouldn't this have been a double album? Like, let me listen to the first disc and then second disc tomorrow. But
to be fair, his first pick for best album was Sgt. Pepper, which is like 35 minutes long. So it's balanced out. Everything's balanced out here.
Yeah, it's got to be balanced.
Mine is Different Class by Pulp, which I'm a little worried is recency bias, just because wasn't that long ago that we listened to it. But it's an album that I'm kind of angry I didn't know existed when I was like 14 years old. And there's so much about the message. There's so much about the songwriting and the musicianship, the music is just, it seems like it was made for me in so many ways. And I didn't find out about it until I was in my charitably mid 30s.
And super cool. And so a lot of the material doesn't even apply to you anymore.
Yeah, like, exactly. That too. But yeah, it's something that I wish I knew existed. And now that I know it exists, I won't stop listening to it.
I'm deeply moved.
Do you have a favorite album from season two of Record Roulette? Tell us about it on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at RR Music Pod. Oh, and don't forget to listen to all of our other episodes. You can find them on where, Nathan?
Wherever you stream podcasts.
And where else?
Apple.
There we go.
The Apple Podcast.
And probably even Tidal.
And Spotify, maybe.
Okay, and also on recordroulettepodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thanks for tuning in to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.